Janice Sheckler. She is from the Noah Can Drive. And find out what they are up to at the moment when it comes to the important work of feeding the hungry at this corona time. Janice, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us on The Overdrive at Chai FM.
Hi, Benji. Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about your can. This is the Noah Can, which I'm assuming is part of the can networks that are mushrooming all over the province at the moment.
Yes, that's right. So it's Gauteng Together, which is really driven by the Cathrada Foundation, and they're doing an amazing job. They are really encouraging people. It can be a block, a street, a neighborhood, an area. It really is not not defined by a suburb, and they're encouraging. And I think they've got over 70 cans in Gauteng at the moment. So the Noah Can is Norwood, Orange Grove and Houghton. We'd have a very long acronym if we included all the little suburbs like Fellside and Victoria in our wards, but essentially it's Ward 73, the electoral ward. And what makes it so interesting is it's quite a diverse group of people, because in Houghton there's a fair amount of affluence, and then if you cross over Norwood into Orange Grove, there's really the antithesis of that, and they're our neighbours. And so we're really working hard. We've just started trying to raise some corporate funds, but we've had really generous private donors to date, and also done very successful food collection at the Norwood Pick and Pay and the Norwood Spa. So yeah, we've been managing, but I think we're not touching sides. People are really, really hungry. We're doing the best we can. It's hard. It's heartbreaking. The messages are that we get on our phones are just devastating, quite frankly.
So your focus is not even out at a township somewhere or anything like that. You're actually literally getting food for people who are in your neighborhood.
That's correct. And, you know, because our electoral ward includes Orange Grove, we decided, you know, we work closely with our councillor, and it's an area we know the CPF. So it's an area we have knowledge of, and Orange Grove is really packed with really hungry people. A lot of South African nationals and a lot of foreign nationals who won't get anything from social development, unfortunately. So, you know, they are our neighbors.
So what has your food drive looked like so far? Are people collecting, and then how is the distribution working given the COVID conditions? How is that looking?
So, firstly, I mean, the causes we all know about. People are out of work, out of peace work. You know, potentially a lot of people were doing even bits of work. They may not have been under permanent employ, but they had some income to feed their children. And with COVID, we've seen such huge devastating unemployment that I don't think is going to change in any of the levels. Down to level one, I think much of this unemployment will remain, and I think we're in this for the long haul. So what our process is really to try and get lists happening. So lists of people who have cell phones, and that way we let them know there's distribution. We have, although it's a manual system, it's fairly accurate that we mark off so-and-so came along. We gave them a parcel for a family of four. They, you know, we can't give them again tomorrow. We make the odd mistake. Doesn't matter. People are hungry. But essentially, we've got quite well-managed lists, and we're also working with homeless communities. So we go to parks like someone contacted us who's living on the edge of the Cheltendale Park, and what we do in parks is we give – it's a real paper system. We hand them a paper voucher, which has a limited lifespan, and that we work with Orange Grove Pick and Pay, which is closest to them, and they go and they redeem. They get bread, they get beans, they get fruit, they get milk. So we're really trying to reach everyone, but it's tough. Managing the data is probably one of the toughest parts. The second tough part is having enough money to feed.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a tough environment out there. If people do want to support Janice, how do they go about doing that?
So, I think giving over the air bank account number is probably not going to work. So probably I'm the easiest, and I have a very easily, easy to remember email address, Janice@indigo, as in the color, .africa. And Janice, I-C-E. So if people send me an email, I'll shoot off bank details. If people need a Section 18A, we're working with the Angel Network. They've been amazing. We use their bank account, and they issue the Section 18A for us. But if they don't need it, it goes through the Lower Houghton Ratepayers Association account.
Okay. Well, then that's nice and simple. Get hold of Janice@indigo.africa. And if you are living in that area, or if you're even not living in that area, you know, Orange Grove is really not – it's not even on our doorstep, but virtually, in terms of the radio station and our community, it's right on top of us. So, you know, we have desperation of people out there, right there. So Janice, thank you so much for the good work, that you're doing, and, you know, hope it goes well, and that you're able to help people at this time.
Thanks so much for the exposure, Benji.